Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Mannarino, Wednesday, March 19, 2025. Today, we get to hear from the High Priest of freaking Babylon. I am talking about the Federal Reserve Chairman, the beautiful man, Jay Powell. What are we going to hear today? It's pretty straightforward to me. More nonsense, more garbage, more lies, more deceptions, and more distractions. You know, inflation is temporary. It came right out of his mouth. And it's all going to be beautiful and fantastic. Look, man, there's no accountability. What else would you expect in this environment? It's incredible. But that's what's going to happen today. Now, look, my take is this. I do not believe we're going to see anything today. And this may set up a little staged battle between the beautiful President Trump and the High Priest of Babylon, Powell. You know, Trump has been calling for lower rates. He's been demanding lower rates. But then he said, well, you know, we'll just let the Fed do what they got to do. We know the Fed is going to lower rates. Central banks around the world are doing it right now. The Fed will follow suit. It's a game. And the game is getting even bigger. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Look, if you just... The economic news here in the United States continues to worsen. That, in my opinion, is part of the wealth transfer right up to the 1 and 2%. As understand, wealth must be stolen from somewhere. It's coming right out of the middle class. It's coming right out of the economy, being pushed right up to the 1 and 2%ers. This mechanism has been in effect for quite a long time, despite the fact that this stock market has fallen. We're in a corrective phase. You all know that this is not the big one. This is not the big one. The big one, the big crash will begin and end in the debt market. No one knows that better than you guys and girls who follow this blog. Just real quick, man. I am still unable to post on X. I've been trying to post Twitter X. I've been trying to post. I have thousands of people that follow me on Twitter X, and I apologize to all of you. I have tried over and over and over again. I am disallowed to post anything new on X. So, okay, whatever. I don't really need the platform. I don't care. I did it for you guys and girls. So just real quick, I can't post there anymore. I've been trying. Oh, Greg, it's a glitch. It's a this, it's a that. No, I can't post there. So you guys and girls, you know, act accordingly. You really believe that's a free speech platform? I mean, come on, man. Why am I not allowed to post? Maybe because I called Elon Musk out for what he actually is, and you know what my take is on that. I don't think he likes it, or at least some. He doesn't know who I am. He isn't. I am so insignificant to Elon Musk, it's not even funny. Obviously, someone over there doesn't like what I'm saying, so they kind of won't allow me to post. But that's okay. I don't need the platform. It ain't hurting me at all. I'm still able to post on Facebook, which I do. Obviously, my newsletter, free to everybody, link in the description of this video, right here on YouTube. And I keep hearing from people, Greg, my comments are being deleted. Greg, my comments are being blocked. And it's not me. It's not my moderators, okay? This is YouTube. I got a couple of platforms for you that are 100% free, where nothing is ever blocked. That is on my website. I got a chat room set up for you. And my Substack, nothing is censored there, people. So just go over there and have some fun. Anyway, look, man, it's just a side note. The real show today is the freak show of the Federal Reserve monetary policy announcement. I want you to understand something. The world today, again, man, is not run by presidents, kings, queens, dictators, monarchs. It's run by central banks who control the monetary system. They control the monetary system. So they control it all. The economy, the markets, and everything else connected to it. So wake up a little bit, some of you that are still asleep. And with regard to what's happening in other parts of the world right now, it's all about debt expansion, and we're going to talk more about that in a moment. So anyway, let me just, prior to the Witches Coven meeting, which is going to conclude today with the High Priest of Babylon, about to make his announcement today. Treasury yields aren't doing too much. Treasury yields hold steady as investors wait interest rate decision. Yes, thank you. On the back of that, this is what's happening. Well, let me just show you this real quick. Did I put it here? I think I did. Now, I don't have a printout of the 10-year yield, but you can see that it's relatively stable. Now, the dollar. Look, we got a little bump here in the dollar relative strength, people. This is so bad, what we're seeing here with the dollar right now. Dollar weakness. It's not just me talking about it, man. It's even getting coverage on the mainstream freaking media freak show channels out as well. This is a big tell as to what's happening to America. The dollar represents America, and it's becoming insignificant. So America is becoming insignificant. It's being isolated around the world. No one wants our dollars. You don't want our dollars. You know that. The world doesn't want our dollars. The world doesn't want our products. The world doesn't want anything from America right now. And it's an interesting concept. And, you know, this is not a surprise to you. We've been talking about the free fall of whatever's left. There's nothing left here. This is a corporate state managed by the government, and the government is the Federal Reserve. It ain't Donald Trump, in case you were wondering that, who's actually in control. So that's the story with the dollar. You got commodities are mixed today. Okay, whatever. Despite what's going on here, as you probably already do know, overnight, United States strikes on Yemen have like doubled. And we'll talk more about that in a moment. That's just a way to prop up the stock market, to pull more debt into the system. It has nothing to do with terrorism. Nothing. It has nothing to do with shipping lanes. It's about inflating the system. Again, every mechanism you can dream about, think about, or have a nightmare over is going to be instituted to allow the system to inflate, to allow central banks to fulfill their goal. Period. You all know that. I've been telling you this for many years. Well, here you go. Bitcoin, cryptocurrency is getting a bit higher and this morning. And you got futures higher. Futures are higher, stock futures. Anyway, just going back real quick. You probably know this already. So military strikes on Yemen's Houthis. This is because they're going after the terrorists here. You know that because they're telling you. attacks are stepping up. The U.S. strikes are widening. It's not going to stop. This is going to go on and on and on as a mechanism to pull more debt into the system. Could you imagine the cost here where we have a U.S. carrier strike group 24-7 around the clock bombing more and more targets? Wait till you see what's about to happen. Again, no surprise to any of you that follow this blog. With regard to U.S. debt and deficits, you have to understand that America is being taken down deliberately. This is not an accident. Why we are being isolated from the world, why our dollar, nobody wants it, why our economy here and around the world is in free fall. Central banks are in control of the world right now. And it does appear that things, there's not a single thing right now standing in the way of a free fall here in the United States. And the American people don't have any idea what's going on and or why. And it's unfortunate, but they don't get it. Now, just real quick, you understand that yesterday, President Trump and Putin, whatever it is over there, had a long conversation, and they came up with a deal to not strike infrastructure. And President Trump would back off on sanctions and allow Russia to sell its crude oil. Well, this already has fallen apart. Russia and Ukraine report airstrikes on energy infrastructure after the Putin-Trump call. I don't know when President Trump is going to wake up and realize that this guy's playing him like a grand piano. It's going to take a lot. Unless, of course, they're working together here, which is a distinct possibility. To keep people off balance, not understanding what's going on. But you have to really consider what is happening here is a deliberate takedown of the United States. We are losing here, and we're losing massively. So you got to, again, stay distracted. Look over here. Don't look over there. More lies, more deceptions, more distractions, stuff like this going on here. You can't make it up. Russia and Ukraine have accused each other of violating a new agreement yesterday between Trump and Putin here, from attacks on energy targets, with now scores of strikes launched on energy infrastructure. Make it up, man. So what's President Trump going to do about it? Is he going to increase the sanctions on Russia like he said he was going to do? I doubt it. There'll probably be a lot more talk about it. But look, man, this is all a mechanism. It's all a mechanism. War, the expansion of war, the build-up to war, what's happening here. Do you think there's a connection between what's happening around the world, Gaza, United States, this new war in Yemen? Do you think there's any connection here with all of this? Or is this completely separate? There's nothing going on here. I mean, come on. It's obviously all connected. Honestly. All right, look, so here's the situation. Situation is this. We're going to hear from the High Priest of Babylon today. I told you my take on it. I don't think anything is going to happen. Could I be wrong? Is it possible that there's a rate cut today? It's possible, but I don't think so. I think they're going to set something up. And let's see if I'm right here. I think the Fed is going to stay, do nothing. And that means President Trump is going to get upset. The Fed needs to cut rates. The Fed needs to cut rates. You know that lower rates is the last thing we need. We need much higher rates. We need to return purchasing power to the currency. Again, people, let me just say this if you're new here. And I want you to look this up for yourself. Don't take Greg Mannarino's word for anything because Greg could be lying to you. In economics and finance, if you've been with me, you know what I'm about to say. There are literally just two fundamental truths. Two. That is, to have a strong economy, you need a strong currency. We don't have that. To have a strong currency, you need a corresponding rate of interest high enough to support the purchasing power of the currency. We don't have that either. What we're hearing about is we need lower rates. We need lower rates. In fact, we've been hearing from Bessent, let's let the Fed off the hook. Do you want to let the Fed off the hook? Let's just work on getting that 10-year yield down because it's the benchmark. You can't make this stuff up. You have to see what's happening. I understand Bessent's job is a tough one. Bessent, our U.S. Treasury Secretary, his job is to peddle debt. That's what he's saying. He's dismissing recession talk. He's dismissing the fact that our economy is slowing down. He tried to cover up that tariffs were going to hit us in our pocketbooks, but then President Trump corrected him. I'll give credit where credit's due. You can't make this stuff up, man. You can't do it. You can't do it. Anyway, guys and girls, look, that's the situation here. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out today. Now, remember, it's not so much the announcement today from the High Priest of Babylon. It's going to be what it's not human, so I am allowed to say this. It's a creature, it's a thing, it's a puke. Okay, whatever comes out of its mouth, the High Priest of Babylon, is really going to move the markets. I believe he's going to set the groundwork for rate cuts moving forward. As I said, it's going to be interesting to play out. Now, as I said yesterday, does this surprise you that we're seeing an escalation? If you look at the title of the video or what I spoke about in the video yesterday, I said, if the stock market remains under pressure, you're going to see more war. You think we nailed that one to the wall? You think there's no connection here at all? People, the system is illiquid. It's out of time. The system is out of time. Meaning, without another mechanism to allow central banks to inflate the system, we go back to a Mad Max scenario. They can't tell you that. They can't tell you that the current system it's ending. And they're building towards a new system, henceforth why the crypto president, the crypto capital of the world. We're moving to a tokenized system, but they need a crisis so they can point at it. They can't take any blame. They have to deflect blame off themselves and, of course, off of the central banks, including the Federal Reserve. So they need a crisis. It looks like that crisis is going to be, well, it's in your face. And so again, just be ready for that too. Always have the high ground. You all know that. Be prepared for anything because I'm telling you right here and right now, and whether you choose to believe this or not, it's up to you. They are not done with us. They are not done. We are nothing but a means to an end. Love you all from the heart with all I got. I'll see you later, 4 or 5 Eastern for the live stream, all right? That's it.